Incandescent dashes of pink and gold spangled the fluffy white clouds that arched over the entrance to the Department of Good Intentions. The opening was wide and welcoming. Heaven doesn't run to doors. No one is shut in or shut out. If I entered, I was committing myself to an unknown adventure. Possibly, or possibly not. Perhaps I wouldn't be considered a worthy candidate. My natural effervescence immediately bubbled, banishing that negative thought. Of course I was a worthy candidate. I loved to go and do and hold out a helping hand. I was a superb candidate. I hurried forward, even though I didn't know what to expect. Unctuous solemnity, goody-two-shoes stuffiness, earnest exhortations. That hadn't been my experience of heaven. Surely the Department of Good Intentions was filled with kindred spirits, eager to offer a boost up to those in need. A wash of golden light spilled out, beckoning, encouraging, welcoming. I was drawn by the warmth, yet wary of the unknown. I had felt the same conflict of anticipation and reluctance when I was a kid at the swimming hole, a few miles outside of Adelaide. I remembered the dammed-up pool with shivery delight, the water deep and cold, shaded by majestic oaks. We clambered up the rope ladder to the top of a huge red rock, teetered on the sloping surface, scared yet eager, and took a flying leap. That plunge through air was as near to weightlessness as I ever knew. Until now, of course. The first jump was always the hardest. The shock of the icy water took your breath, turned your skin cold as ice. The thrill was worth the scare. Could I, Bailey Ruth Rayburn, late of Adelaide, Oklahoma, take the plunge now? Certainly, if I ever, within an eon or two, intended to offer my services, it was time and time past. Time and age do not exist in heaven. But I had the sense that Bobby Mack and I had been here quite a while. Our cabin cruiser went down in a sudden August storm in the Gulf of Mexico. I expected much had changed since we departed the earth. If I hoped to be helpful, possibly I should volunteer while I still had some memory of earthly ways. Our arrival here had been precipitous, but as Scripture warns, the householder knows not the appointed hour. Dark clouds had scudded toward us. Blinding rain pelted our struggling boat. Thunder crashed, lightning blazed. Serendipity, our small but sturdy cabin cruiser, capsized beneath a 30-foot wave. I'd chosen our cruiser's name. I always felt that I was in the right place at the right time, even then. Now that's a funny thing. I'd come close to being lost at sea when I was 7. I'd been visiting my California cousins, and we'd taken the excursion boat to Catalina. Ever a daredevil, I'd scooted behind a lifeboat and hung over the edge. I lost my balance and tumbled overboard. Luckily for me, a brawny seaman saw me fall and raced to the railing and climbed to the top to jump after me. I'd flailed to the surface, choked and stunned. The excursion boat faded in the distance. Luckily, perhaps fatefully, the sailor kept me afloat, and not long after, a sailboat ran near enough to find us. I doubt I would have survived on my own. Maybe it was full circle that Bobby Mack and I were lost at sea. Of course, our daughter Dill was furious with her dad, and even more furious with me for tagging along. There had been warnings of a coming storm, but Bobby Mack had lost a big tarpon the day before, and he was determined to go after him again. That man was what they call a fishing fool. Still is. And he's thrilled that the tarpon had never been bigger than here in heaven. Dear Bobby Mack, built like a bull rider with coal black hair, flashing dark eyes, and a rollicking grin. I smiled, grateful for love that had spanned our years together and flourished still. We two were as youthful in heaven as on the day we'd met at Adelaide's famous rodeo. Bobby Mack, dust-streaked and swaggering after his event, but blessed as well in heaven with the glorious depth of all we'd known and shared together. Happiness, passion, sorrow, tears, and always laughter. From my watery adventure off the coast of California to the serendipity's demise in the Gulf of Mexico, I was convinced I'd led a charmed life, thanks to the brave sailor on the excursion boat. Now I wanted to do my bit for someone in trouble. As I understood it, the Department of Good Intentions specialized in lending a hand to those in tight spots. I strode under the arch of clouds, as much as an ethereal figure who isn't terribly tall can stride. I'm not small, but then again I'm not large. 5'5" on a good day, in slingback pumps. I glimpsed my reflection in a shining crystal wall, curly red hair, a skinny face with curious green eyes, lots of freckles. I remembered a Polaroid picture Bobby Mack had taken when I was 27 at a church picnic.